Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. When you fly in an airplane, sometimes the ride is nice and smooth. Other times, it feels like you're on a roller coaster. What causes this turbulence, and is climate change making it worse? Seti Ann Blatchford and Hamid Tarabzadeh from our Possibly team looked into this question.
Hello, Megan.
Thanks for having us.
So what made you want to look into this question about climate change and turbulence?
Well, I'm originally from California, but go to school on the East Coast, so I end up flying across the country a few times a year.
And we'd seen some news stories about how climate change might be making in-flight turbulence worse, so we wanted to do some digging.
And what did you find out?
Well, first, to understand what turbulence is, we called up a pilot.
Hello, I'm Chris Warren. I'm a major U.S. airline pilot.
Chris has been flying commercial planes for 28 years, so he knows a thing or two about turbulence.
If it's just a little rattling in your seat, we designate that as light turbulence. But if you feel like your drink was spilled, then that gets bumped up to a different level of moderate turbulence. And then there's a higher level called severe turbulence, which the airplane would probably rock and roll a bit.
Chris says this rocking and rolling in the plane can be caused by a lot of things. Clouds, weather, and something that you can't see. Dramatic changes in the speed or direction of the wind.
It's this type of turbulence, called clear air turbulence, that researchers say is being affected by climate change.
How does that work?
Well, to find out, we called up a researcher who knows all about the atmosphere.
I'm Osamu Miyawaki. I'm a postdoctoral fellow at the National Center for Atmospheric Research.
Osamu says there have always been areas in the sky with faster wind speeds.
If you go up to about where the airplanes fly, there's this really strong stream of wind. It's like a tube of air that runs much faster than its surroundings.
You've probably heard of these jet streams. And just like swimming in the ocean, when you're moving with a strong current of air, you go faster.
But on the edges of these currents, you get pretty severe drop-offs in wind speed. Those extreme changes can affect how smooth your ride is.
So when you kind of fall out of a jet stream into a slower patch of wind, you get some turbulence?
Exactly.
But that still doesn't explain what this has to do with climate change.
So that's where this story gets interesting, because according to a recent study that Osamu published,
the fast winds are getting really fast.
These currents of air happen when cold air combines with hot, humid air.
And with global temperatures going up, the hot air from the tropics is getting hotter.
Since warmer temperatures lead to more evaporation, the hot air is also carrying more moisture.
And when that hotter, more humid air combines with the cold air from the poles, it makes the jet streams even faster.
Which makes the jolt or the turbulence when you fall out of a jet stream even more extreme?
That's right.
Is this something I need to worry about?
Not really. Even though the data shows an increase in turbulence, Chris, the airline pilot, hasn't noticed a difference.
And I can't say that I feel like it's gotten worse, but I can say that I think we've gotten better as airlines and as pilots and as forecasters of determining where it's at.
Osamu agrees. He says this is more of an issue for airlines, who will have to think about how this turbulence increase might mean more wear and tear on their planes. But as long as they do that,
passengers like us should have nothing to be worried about.
So the answer to the question is a bit of a yes and no situation. Scientists say that more extreme wind speeds are making turbulence worse.
But as long as you keep your seatbelt fastened when the light comes on, you should be all right.
That's good to hear. Thanks, Seti Ann and Hamid. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to askpossibly.org or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on social media at AskPossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.